Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht mehr so sage, wenn man mit dem Sechers Menaches darf mit dem Test. Rav, wir haben einen Toten, Bryson von der Rav, that said, if the Shuas lambs were shechel for the sake of rams, which are older than lambs, it's kosher, but he has not fulfilled the obligation of the Tzibur to bring the Shlomim. Rav said, they have definitely fulfilled their obligation. Rav Chista said, Rav's ruling makes sense when the one who shechted thought the lambs were rams, he was mistaken, and he then shechted for the sake of lambs. According to his mistake, he was shechting it not lishma, although in reality, they were lambs that were being shechted for the sake of lambs. However, if he thought that the lambs were rams and intended to shecht them as rams, so the intent was actually not lishma, it would make sense to say that the Tzibur has not fulfilled his obligation. This is because an uprooting in error, the shaloi lishma was there, but it was based in error, is considered to be an uprooting, meaning it's considered to be a true law shaloi lishma, and therefore it wouldn't fulfill the Tzibur's obligation. Rabbah said that an uprooting in error is not considered to be an uprooting. It's not considered to be shaloi lishma, and therefore, even in that case, Rabbah meant to say that the Tzibur would have fulfilled its obligation. Fekhmar Rabbah said, we can ask on our teaching based on a Mishnah which says that if a Kohen makes something piggle with his intent, if he did so b'mezid, he's chayav to pay the owner for the carbon. If it was b'shoigig, his pot, or Bryce explained that in either case the intent causes the carbon to be puzzled, like piggle. Now, what's the case of shoigig? If he knew that what the carbon was, or he knew the carbon was, for example, a chatos, and he intended that it should be eaten like a shlomim beyond the time of a chatos, then that would be a case of a mezid. Rather, it must be, he thought it was a shlomim, and he therefore intended that it be eaten like a shlomim, and still it becomes piggle. We see that an uprooting in error is considered to be an uprooting. After Mar Abaye said, the case may be that he knew it was a chatos, and he intended to eat it like a shlomim. And the case of Shoigi is that he thought it's mutter to have such an intent. Rav Zeira asked, the Brisa said, Rav Shimon says, all menachas whose kemitza was not done lishma, or was done not lishma, are kosher and even fulfill the owner's obligation. This is because menachas are different than animal karbanas, in that each type of mincha is noticeably different than the other. A dry mincha is noticeably different than the one with a lot of oil. A machavas is noticeably different than a macheshas, etc. And therefore, the noticeable difference counters and refutes the intent of shlo lishma. However, with animal karbanas, all the avoidas are the same. They have the same shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. Now, what's the case? If he knew it was a machavas, he intended to commit it for the sake of marcheshes, who cares if it's noticeably different? He has purposely uprooted the machavas. Rather, the case must be where he thinks it's a marcheshes and does the commit for marcheshes, in which case his uprooting intent was done in error. Now, it's only by a mincha that it remains kosher because the noticeable difference refutes his intent. This suggests that in other cases, an uprooting in error would be an uprooting. And from what Abaye said, the case is that he knew it was in a machavas and still intended for a marcheshes. Now, we must follow Rabbah's explanation of Rav Shimon, and Rabbah says, Rav Shimon holds that shaloi lishma of a mincha only makes it possible when it's not a recognizably false intent. However, when it's obviously false, it would not become possible. Zach, the next mission of Tmidim are not essential to the Musafim, and the Musafim are not essential to the Tmidim, and the Musafim are not essential to each other. If the morning Talmud was not brought in the morning, the afternoon Talmud may still be brought in the afternoon. Rav Shimon says that's only if they didn't bring the morning Talmud because of an Oinus or a Shoigi. However, if they didn't bring it because of a Mezid, they can't bring the afternoon Talmud on that day either. If the morning Keturis was not brought in the morning, they can still bring the afternoon Keturis. Rav Shimon says in that case, they would bring the full mana of Keturis, because typically half is brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. Well, over here, they would bring the full mana of the Keturis in the afternoon. For the Mizbeach Azov, it's only inaugurated with Keturis in the afternoon. See what that means in the Gemara. The Mizbeach HaOila, the Atam Mizbeach, is only inaugurated with the morning Tamid. The Shulchan is only inaugurated with Lechem HaPonim on Shabbos. The Menorah is only inaugurated with the seven Neiros lit in the afternoon. Factly, Gemara Rechiba Oven asks Rav Chista, if the Tzibur does not have enough animals for the Tmidim and the Musafim, which takes precedence, the Gemara asks, what's the case at question? If it's regarding the Talmud for that day and the Musaf for that day, it should be obvious that the Talmud takes precedence because it's both Tadr and Mekudesh. Rather, the question is when the animal could either be saved for the Talmud of the following day or for the Musaf of today. The question is, do we say that the Talmud takes precedence because it's Tadr, or do we say the Musaf takes precedence because it's Mekudesh, since it's brought on a Yom Tov and it's brought on the day in question? So Rav Chista said, we can answer from our Mishnah, which says that the Tmidim are not essential to the Musafin. Musafin are not essential to the Tmidim. Musafin are not essential to each other. What's the Mishnah referring to? It can't be where there are enough animals, and the question is which carbon is offered first, because the Bryce Tash is possibly teaching that the Tumid must be the first carbon of the day. Rather, it's obvious that the Mishnah is referring to where there are not enough animals or both carbonas. Now, the case can't be where the question is to use it for the Tumid of today or the Musaf of today, because in that case it would be clear that we'd use it for the Tumid since it's both Tadir and Mekudesh. Rather, the question must be whether we use the animal of the Tumid, save the animal for the Tumid of tomorrow, or we use it for the Musaf of today. And the Mishnah says that neither is essential to the other, which means they're of equal status and neither takes precedence. Abaye said the Mishnah is not a good proof. The Mishnah may be dealing with the question of which carbon is offered first when there are sufficient animals for both carbonas. Although the Bryce learns from a pasuk that nothing may be offered before the Tamid, that's l'chatchila. But if the Musaf was brought first, it would be kosher. Fekmar may be coming a proof from a Mishnah which says that we may never have less than 6 lambs in a lishkas hatloyim that have been fully checked. Enough for the carbonas of Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah when they fall out 3 days in a row. Now what's the case? If the case is that there are enough animals for all of the Tamidim, meaning 2 per day, and the Musafim needed, so then there would be many more animals than 6. Rather, the case is where there are only 6 animals, and we see that they are to be safe for the Tamidim of the next day rather than to be used for the Musaf of today. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah may be referring to whether there's sufficient animals or both. The Mishnah is referring to having 6 animals that have been checked for 4 days, which is a view of Ben Bagbag and Abraisa, where he says that the Tamid must have been checked for a Mum for 4 days before being offered. Ravina asked Ravashi, for these 3 days, there should be 7 lambs that are needed, because one more is needed for the morning after Yom Tov, which is before there's a chance to go buy additional checked animals from the market. Ravashi said, according to your reasoning, there should need to be 8, because one is needed for the Friday afternoon before the 3 days as well. Ravina said, that's not an issue, because the Mishnah is giving the number that's needed after the offering of the Friday afternoon Tamid. The question still remains as to why the Mishnah doesn't say that 7 are needed. The Gemara answers, the Mishnah is actually referring to all times. There should always be at least 6 checked lambs ready to be offered. It does not refer to a case of Shabbos followed by Rosh Hashanah. That was just used as a sort of a memory tool to as a span where 6 Tamidim would need to be brought.